In our service today, we are considering the life of Mary. Those words express her joy in motherhood. And our gospel reading is just a few verses from Luke chapter 2. The infant Jesus is dedicated in the temple. The old man Simeon recognizes in Jesus God's Messiah and speaks marvelous and moving words over the child and his parents. Lord, as we hear these stories and scenes from Scripture, may they speak to our lives and experience today. And may we know your comfort and your call to comfort others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mothering Sunday is traditionally a day when we give thanks for the example of our mothers and, if we are able, show them our appreciation. It stands out as a day of joy and celebration in the season of Lent. The liturgical colour for Mothering Sunday is rose pink, so I'm fitting in well with that today. But I imagine you might have noticed that. In the setting of Mothering Sunday, the gospel reading for today, which Keith read to us, with its prophecy of suffering for both Jesus and his mother Mary, seems both harsh and out of place on such a day. Mothers, though, may think differently. The experience of bearing, of bringing up, and perhaps losing children involves much pain and heartache. There is a cost to caring, which this gospel highlights. Although Mary's appearances in the Gospels are really quite few, they are sufficient to show us that her life was far from plain sailing. From the very beginning, Matthew suggests that her pregnancy was a source of embarrassment and potential disgrace that Joseph planned to shield her from by dismissing her quietly. And following the birth in a humble stable, Matthew tells of the threat to the child's life by Herod, and that difficult flight to Egypt. And in Luke's gospel, we heard there Simeon's prophecy of conflict and suffering. Later, when the family visited Jerusalem for the Passover, the 12-year-old Jesus stayed behind to talk to the teachers in the temple. And Mary is hurt by the apparent thoughtlessness with which Jesus treats his parents. And they are also bewildered at his reference to the temple as his father's house. And when Jesus embarks on his ministry, he appears to turn his back on his family, refusing to see his mother and brothers when they come looking for him. And through his ministry, Jesus consistently teaches the priority of discipleship over family ties. And not surprisingly, hurt and bewildered, at one point, they think Jesus is out of his mind. But Mary, whatever her trials, she remains loyal to her son. She remained with him to the end. And John identified her specifically as being among the women who were standing near the foot of the cross on that Good Friday. And that moment surely was the fulfillment of Simeon's words, the sword piercing Mary's heart as she sees her son dying the death of a common criminal. Such pain. And we remember such pain of mothers on this Mothering Sunday. Across the world, women and children find themselves in pain, vulnerable, especially in situations of war or conflict. Amnesty International estimates that 75% of the casualties of war are civilians, and that women and children bear the brunt of such wars. Let me share with you some real life examples of the pain of parenting. Jan and Chris had been married for 14 years before their much-wanted first child, Katie, was born. But Katie died as a result of cot death. They went on to have twin sons. The eldest, when he was older, was killed while climbing in the Alps. Ruby's son, Darren, has mental health difficulties. She is caring for him at home with little support from the overstretched social services. He has tried to take his life many times in the past 2 years. And Ruby's husband has gone to live with a former girlfriend who has no children to look after. Just a few examples, and we could add our own this evening. Yes, the cost of being a mother or a father, the cost of caring, can be very high. And even in homes where tragedy is unknown, children take steps of independence as they grow up, sometimes leaving parents anxious and bereft. If pain and grief are inevitably part of motherhood, is Mothering Sunday for many just bad news? Well, the passage chosen for today and its epistle suggests not. In the reading that Brian read to us, St. Paul draws on his own experiences of suffering to assert that the other side of affliction is consolation, the consolation that comes from our perfect Heavenly Father. Perhaps Mary glimpsed something of this when Jesus spoke to her from the cross. Concerned for her in spite of his own pain, and placing her in the care of John. She is not abandoned in her grief. And the mutual love of mother and child is not destroyed by suffering. Love is stronger than death. And certainly, Mary must have realized that when, at the empty tomb, she began to understand. The pattern of Jesus' life, embracing both death and resurrection, shows us the way. In his own life, St. Paul experienced that same pattern of death and resurrection, and indicates that it is one that is shown time and again in the lives of Christians. He wrote, "We know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolations." In our sadness, God comes to us and fills us with his love, his comfort, and his peace, so much that it overflows into the lives of others who need also that comfort. Here is the good news. We have this living hope that God has kept the best in store. The crown of thorns will be exchanged for the crown of glory. With such a living hope, with cords of human kindness, and with God's bands of love holding us, we are able to go on loving and letting go. Just like Mary, just like Jesus. Loving and letting go. It's captured in the words of this poem called Walking Away, with which I close these thoughts. It was written by Cecil Day-Lewis, father to the famous actor Daniel Day-Lewis. And this poem is dedicated to Day-Lewis's first son, Sean, and recalls a day when he was watching Sean go into school. And it has become one of his most moving and enduring works. walking away. It is 18 years ago, almost to the day. A sunny day with leaves just turning. The touch lines new ruled since I watched you play your first game of football. Then, like a satellite wrenched from its orbit, go drifting away behind a scatter of boys. I can see you walking away from me towards the school with the pathos of a half-fledged thing set free into a wilderness. The gate of one who finds no path where the path should be. That hesitant figure, eddying away like a winged seed loosened from its parent stem, has something I never quite grasp to convey about nature's give and take. The small, the scorching ordeals which fire one's irresolute clay. I have had worse partings, but none that so gnaws at my mind still. Perhaps it is roughly saying what God alone could perfectly show. How selfhood begins with a walking away, and love is proved in the letting go. Let us pray. In the quietness, let us reflect on God's word of comfort. We bring to God in prayer those that we remember on this Mothering Sunday. They are held in God's love. We bring to God mothers everywhere, and those who care like mothers. That they will be given all the love, all the strength that they need from God. We pray for those who are feeling the cost of loving. We pray for all victims of war, conflict, or natural disaster, and for those seeking to bring them aid. We pray for our own Parliament, the mother of democracy, and yet needing our prayers in these painful and divisive discussions. Guide them, we pray. May your will be done and your kingdom come. We pray for all who are unwell, at home, in hospital or in nursing care. May they know our love today. And we remember all those who are bereaved. Embrace them, Lord, in your care, in your comfort. Bring them your consolation and fill them with the strong hope of eternal life. We remember Mary, whose sorrow was turned to joy once again. And Lord, we pray for ourselves. We pray that we all may be guided by your Holy Spirit, that our lives will overflow with practical love and care for others in this week ahead. Guide us in your ways. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus as we follow him along the way of self-denial to the cross and to new life. We ask these prayers in his name and for his sake. Amen.